Good check-in point to have if you are in the SSRI community. If you think about something like, okay, I could get hit by a bus, and that thought feels the same as I could win $1 million tomorrow. If those things feel the exact same, you might need to lower down a little bit.
I have compiled a list with photos of 10 legendary cryptids.
And like a dodgeball team.
I'm thinking we could play a little game where we can
smash or pass.
Oh! Do you think Bigfoot is real? What do you think?
I think Bigfoot is real.
I do too.
And I've said it before and I'll say it again. If I saw him in the wild, I really think I could seduce him. Ooh, I would let my bush grow out first.
I'm gonna need a minute.
Let's gather around the campfire and sing our campfire. I'm embarrassing myself in front of someone who can actually sing.
R-C-A-M-P-F-I-R-E-S-O-N-G song.
I didn't bring my bear circle. And okay, a couple things. Let me prepare you for this, Brooke. Okay, just so we get all of the disclaimers out of the way.
Yes.
Number one, every time I've sat out here at night, which has been a grand total of one time, there have been multiple moth suicides. So if you see a moth fly into the fire, don't worry about it.
Pay no mind.
Number two, I DoorDashed us Five Guys burgers and fries, and it is going to be a jump scare when the DoorDasher shows up walking up these stairs. Oh my gosh.
Let's beg them to come on air.
I should be like, how many times have you been to this household and what do you think of me?
Hey.
Tell me.
Hey,
what do you think of me?
Sit down. Do you have some questions for you?
Do you hate my order? Do you want to try our order? Yeah.
You want to fry?
Well, you know what? We're just going with the flow.
We are. The vibes are high. Oh. It is the perfect summer night.
It really is.
We have been talking about Summerween for as long as I can remember. We've been looking forward to this exact Summerween moment for quite some time.
When we've been sitting around the campfire and telling our spooky campfire stories, we've talked about it. I didn't know how we were ever going to make it happen until my friend with a big brain who did just call her big brain her idea box.
I did.
Said we could get a portable charger.
Mm-hmm. I was like, I'm so excited for this episode. Like, this has been in my idea box for quite some time. And I stopped and said, oh, wait, I meant my brain. So my brain is my idea box.
I love that. Let's rebrand it. Yeah. Let's make it the new TikTok thing.
The idea box.
Aura farming.
Yeah.
Use your idea box, wouldn't you?
Use your idea box. No, I couldn't be more excited. We've exited the tent, but we've entered the great outdoors. How do you feel?
Oh my God, I'm vitamin D maxing right now.
Yeah.
That's another term I learned, maxing. Lizzie taught it to me. We are summer maxing. We are vitamin D maxing. We are camp maxing. And I have not a single idea what Miss Brooke Berry over here has planned for us today. I planned our spooky adventure for tomorrow. I let my lady to the right take it away today.
So, what do you know about cryptids and or cryptozoology?
My idea box has no idea what you're talking about. And I'm assuming 67% of people listening also don't know. So why don't you enlighten us, friend?
So let me pull up really quick. I have my mini iPads. Rise up. We all know in this house, we love a mini iPad.
You know what? We need to get those cases that say who we are on the back of a mini iPad case.
And
I should trade my big iPad in for a mini iPad. Then we can match.
Morgan, the mini iPad is the best invention that's ever happened.
Well, why I have you here while Brooke is talking about while Brooke is looking up her research, I can tell you the spookiest thing that's happened to me in the past month. I made the executive decision that I was going to lower my Zoloft dosage, which is a new development for me because I've been on the 50 milligrams for well over a year now. And spooky, scary thing was starting to happen. I had the realization that I can't feel any emotion at all whatsoever. Which I will say the 50 milligrams did me so right up until, I don't know, maybe like 2 or 3 months ago. And then I just started feeling completely numb. And it started when we went to Wuthering Heights and I felt absolutely nothing. And both of my friends were, I looked to my left, my friend is sobbing. I looked to my right, my friend is sobbing. And I thought, what is wrong with me?
No, and you were like irritated about it. You were like, why are they crying? And Maddie goes, wow, that Zoloft is working overtime.
I was like crying, sadness, tear. What is wrong with you guys?
That was like a dumb movie. Oh, well.
Yeah, I think a good check-in point to have. Sorry, now I got on a tangent while you're doing your research. A good check-in point to have. If you are in the SSRI community, Girls Rise Up, I'm going to be with you for life. If you think about something like, okay, I could get hit by a bus. And that thought feels the same as I could win $1 million tomorrow. If those things feel the exact same, you might need to lower down a little bit. Because every thought was feeling the same. Guess what? I lowered my dosage. Fun fact, which I think my fun fact friend will appreciate, 90% of your serotonin lives in your stomach. So every time you like go up or down, and that's why people have like impulsive eating problems, binge eating problems, eating disorders, because a lot of our happiness receptors come from our stomach right here.
Is that why we feel butterflies, you think?
That is why we feel butterflies. That is why we have gut feelings. It's really like your serotonin working overtime, being like, yes, no, maybe.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, it's real. If you want to deep dive into how much our gut affects our serotonin, and that's why gut health is such a big thing, because if your gut is fucked, your brain is going to be fucked. So when you start an SSRI or you change your dosage, the main side effect, or at least for me, is that your stomach is going to be wrecked. Mm-hmm. I felt nothing other than the fact that my stomach was wrecked, and now guess what? I can cry, and I've been crying all week. I cried the other week. I cried the other day because I thought a flower was so beautiful. I cried when my nephews left. I cried watching a movie.
That's a lot for you.
I can cry again. Thank God. It'll happen at any time. Watch out.
I hope I see it.
You could tell me something so scary I could cry right now.
Or happy.
Ooh, yeah.
But no, this isn't happy. So.
Okay.
Don't get your hopes up. This is for my spooky girls. This is for our spooky community. Rise up.
Summerween.
It's our summer weenies.
Oh my God, we should have roasted hot dogs. We could have called it the summer weenies next time.
This is for our summer weenies. This is not a scary story or anything of that nature per se. But let me just read off the definition of cryptozoology and or what cryptids are for those who don't know. Cryptozoology is the study of and search for unknown, legendary, or unsubstantiated animals, commonly known as cryptids, whose present existence is disputed or unproved. Because its investigations largely rely on folklore, anecdotal evidence, and eyewitness accounts rather than scientific method, it is widely considered a pseudoscience or mainstream zoology. So, essentially, a cryptid is a term coined by the cryptozoology subculture to describe hidden or legendary animals. Common examples include Bigfoot, the Loch Ness Monster, the Yeti, and El Chupacabra.
I like that name.
Mm-hmm. And so basically there is a whole rabbit hole of cryptozoology and mythical creatures that many, many civilizations believe to be real. Civilizations being like indigenous cultures or like people who live in the Appalachian Mountains, for example, the cryptid community is alive and well. Okay. Are you with me so far?
I'm with you. Fantastic. Bigfoot, Yetis.
Cryptozoology is basically the study of like legendary creatures of that sort. Now, I have compiled a list with photos of 10 legendary cryptids and a few honorable mentions.
Ooh.
That I would like to run down with you.
The Cryptid Hall of Fame.
If you will. the draft picks, if you will. I would like to run down the list with the crew.
And like a dodgeball team.
I'm thinking we could play a little game where we can...
Smash or pass.
Oh! That...
Bigfoot, I'm ready.
Okay, now... See, I'm liking this. Okay, we'll do... I was thinking we rank them. Oh,
our man is here.
Oh, it's our man. Our cheeseburgers are here.
Oh my God.
Our five.
What? It's one of the cryptids.
What is he going to think?
Well, okay, let me tell you. A few days ago, my brother and I got a cake pan stuck together, and we were out here throwing the cake pan at the ground, and I had forgotten that I ordered frosting, and the man showed up, and we both screamed in his face, basically, so...
Oh, thank you.
How humiliating. Oh, no. It's the humiliation ritual of the girls.
He hasn't exited the car yet, huh?
He's going to go to the front door. King.
How humiliating. What if he walks it up to us?
Honestly, I would appreciate that.
I'm nervous. Can you guys tell?
What a king. Lucky for Brooke, I will get fed.
Thank God.
Her favorite cryptid will get fed.
You are my favorite cryptid.
Oh, thank you.
So here's the structure I had in mind. I was thinking we could quietly, like to ourselves, I'll read the cryptid.
Okay.
In our phones, maybe. We do a ranking scale, 1 to 10.
Okay.
On where on the list we rank them the scariest or like the thing Ooh. We would least likely want to run into.
Like, who would you want if you woke up to an intruder in your house?
Yeah.
1 to 10, who would you want it to be? Like, 10 being the worst?
10 being the worst.
Okay.
And then at the end, we compare.
Okay.
And everyone can comment below their list.
Oh, it's interactive.
Yes.
Oh, fun.
Yes.
Okay. So everybody has to get their notes app out and make a list of 1 to 10.
Yes. So everyone get their list out 1 to 10 and let's see how our lists compare with each other.
Oh, this is really fun. This is like a game show.
Thank you. I was really excited about this.
Oh my gosh. Producer Brooke at it again.
Okay, people. I'm really excited.
I'm excited too.
And there are photos that we will be inserting.
Just to clarify, number 1 is who I like the most and 10 is who I like the least.
I would say number 1 is who you're most scared of. Number 10 is who you're least scared of.
Okay, so number 1 is who I don't want in my bedroom.
Correct.
Okay.
Number 10 is like you're like, let's cuddle.
Okay.
Additionally, we could do a separate list of smash or pass.
Let's do the first list first. This is getting deep.
Okay.
let's keep it to one first.
And then at the end,
we'll reveal our favorite one that we would smash.
Yeah. Okay. The grand finale is smash or pass, our favorite one. Okay. Here's the first cryptid on the list: the Mothman. Imagine driving down a lonely country road just after midnight. Your headlights cut through the darkness when, standing at the edge of an abandoned factory, you notice a figure unlike anything you've ever seen. Nearly 7 feet tall, massive wings folded against its body, and then 2 glowing red eyes lock onto yours. Before you can even react, it launches silently into the air, keeping pace with your car at highway speeds. That is the legend of the Mothman. First reported in 1966 near Point Pleasant, dozens of witnesses described the same impossible creature, a towering winged humanoid with blazing red eyes and an eerie silence that made every encounter feel supernatural. Many believe Mothman isn't a predator, but a warning. Just over a year after the sightings began, the Silver Bridge collapse claimed the lives of 46 people, forever linking the creature to impending disaster. To this day, believers claim Mothman appears shortly before catastrophes around the world. And this is a photo of the Mothman.
As a woman who has lived in the Mothpocalypse migration path, I don't fuck with those little fucks. Sick.
Six, 7 feet tall.
I don't like the idea of something having more resources than me or more physical capability than me.
Uh-huh.
And that sucker can fly and you don't know where he's flying to.
7 feet tall. And there's, you know what, underratedly, there's something so creepy about a moth is how fuzzy it is. There's something about like a bug being a texture that a bug shouldn't be.
It's like Tucson. Can't stand it. Why? It just doesn't make sense.
Yeah. Yeah.
I hate words that aren't spelt the way that they're supposed to be spelled. I hate things that don't look how they taste. And I hate things that don't. The fuzziness, you're right. The texture of the moth just doesn't line up. Or a butterfly. People think butterflies are cute and sweet. Look at that sucker up close. Has fuzz where fuzz shouldn't be had.
Unfortunately,
bleach it.
I did go down. My new thing before bed is I go down like science rabbit holes. It's like a new thing for me. And unfortunately, I did watch a video of a extremely magnified look at what a tick looks like under a microscope. Mm-mm. If you want nightmares, feel free to tune into that.
I made my ranking.
So, you did. Let me do mine. I'll do mine at the end. Okay. I'll do mine at the end. Okay. Cryptid number 2, the skinwalker. What if the footsteps outside your window weren't an animal and weren't a person either?
Us at the Stanley.
What if something was standing there and they knew your name and it sounded exactly like someone you love? According to Navajo tradition, skinwalkers are witches said to possess terrifying supernatural abilities, including transforming into animals and deceiving people through imitation. Stories often describe impossible speed, glowing eyes in the darkness, voices that mimic family members, and an overwhelming feeling that something is watching from just beyond the tree line. Unlike many cryptids, skinwalker stories remain deeply rooted in living indigenous traditions and are treated with great seriousness by many people. And there's a lot of stories. I personally love like Native American and indigenous stories similar to like stories around skinwalkers, because I find people who it is such a deep belief. And I remember we've actually heard about skinwalkers, mm-hmm. and you know where it was. Mm-hmm. It was at the Stanley in the underground tunnel system. There was, we went on a tour there, and there was a photo that was shown on the tour of what they believed to be a skinwalker in the tunnel. And to this day, it's one of the scariest photos I've ever seen.
A ghost that looks like a ghost and sounds like a ghost is one thing. If I know it's a ghost, then you can identify it. Something presenting itself to me as my mother or as Brooke or as my brother. No.
There's a video.
Hate it so much.
I'm going to try and find it on TikTok. There's quite a few videos of people in the Appalachian Mountains that will record things saying their names in the woods, and there's like no one around, and there's all these rules that people in the mountains like follow to like avoid the skinwalkers. But they truly, like, the indigenous people truly believe that this is still a threat to civilization.
You know, I don't know, I think it's, correct me if I'm wrong, I think it's Native American culture, mm-hmm. that has like a bad omen with owls, because I told you I posted, there used to be a ton of owls around here, and I posted on my Instagram story one day and I was like, oh my god, there's an owl at my house. And I got so many like comments saying, oh my god, in my culture this is like a sign that somebody's gonna die. Don't post, like, bad sign, bad omen. So
there's bad omens. One of my favorite books, my mom, this was like a staple in my household for as long as I can remember. It's called Animal Speaks, and it is rooted in Native American tradition, but it is like the meanings behind like certain animals that that appear to you that are like kind of out of the ordinary. So if that's something that interests you, Animal Speaks, it's a book. But yeah, the skinwalker,
I'm easily tricked. I would say I'm a lady that if somebody tells me something, I'm going to believe them.
Yeah.
I'm not going to question it unless I have reason to question it. And if something, moth suicide about to happen right here, right now, no. Mothman, not at my house. Oh. Mothman, take my wind. Yeah, I'm easily tricked. Now I'm afraid because I ranked the Mothman pretty high.
Oh, yeah. Once your ranking is in, you cannot change it.
And new rule. Now I'm scared for what's to come. I didn't think it could get worse than Mothman.
Yeah, the skinwalker thing has always been very scary. There's a story that I read, like a creepypasta story that like really stuck with me on how like the skinwalkers, like they, part of the folklore that I, and this could be just like creepypasta stuff. So if you are indigenous and this is not accurate, please do not get offended. But part of like the lore that I heard about the skinwalkers is that like they'll take bodies, and like in order to take the shape of another creature, it has to like have matter to build like a skin suit from. So you'll go into the mountain and find like discarded like skin suits around the forest from like discarded kind of like impersonations that it takes on, because it can take the form of animals too. Like, it's not just people, it can be anything. So like there's stories about if you see like a black wolf in some place that there shouldn't be a wolf, like that could be like a skinwalker or something. Really freaky.
Me and my three-legged deer questioning everything.
Dear God. Okay, everybody. Next on the list, the Jersey Devil.
Ooh, I'm thinking of Snooki. I'm thinking of the shore, honey.
Where's the beach? Okay. That is so funny. You're really funny. Okay. The Jersey Devil. Picture miles upon miles of dark pine forest. No streetlights, no houses, just endless trees. Suddenly, you hear something screech overhead, a sound so unnatural your instincts tell you to run before you even know why. For more than 250 years, travelers through New Jersey's Pine Barren have reported encounters with a bizarre creature said to have the head of a horse, leathery bat wings, cloven hooves, sharp claws, and a whip-like tail. Legend claims it was born as the cursed 13th child of Mother Leeds before transforming into a monster and flying into the night. And this is a photo of the New Jersey Devil, or the Jersey Devil.
A horse with wings. I'm picturing, you know, those kids. Oh, it's huge. I was picturing, you know, those animals that kids will morph together. I think there's a book about it, like morph together animals. And then kids are like, why? Yeah. Where is the zebra giraffe? Okay, let me see again.
Oh, sorry.
To be honest, I'm not that spooked by him.
Oh, okay.
It kind of reminds me of the horse by the Denver airport.
And that should tell you something.
That did kill its owner.
Now, let me tell you about something about the Denver airport. I don't check a bag. I never check a bag. I am like a carry-on girl. And I also never take an Uber. But I forced her to go to bed because I got in late when I flew in. So I took an Uber and I had to get the Uber through baggage claim. What's with the gargoyles at the Denver airport baggage claim?
Yeah, it's really suspicious.
Gargoyles.
Oh my gosh, I guess you've never been to the baggage claim.
No.
Yeah, they're all over the baggage claim. What it's very the suspicious. Hell? We could do pod to go at the airport.
Tempt me with a good time. Because that thing makes no sense.
We buy a plane ticket just to sit at the airport.
You can go to Dallas. Yeah, the Jersey Devil, it does very much concern me that the legend is that it's a cursed 13th child.
Right.
And it does concern me that curses in general concern me deeply, actually. I am really not into curses. I recently watched a video about this like ex-Satanist talking about like curses and how they're really real, and it rewired my brain a little bit.
Do you believe in voodoo dolls?
I believe that there are forces in this world that are wildly misunderstood, and I think that there are people capable of inflicting massive amounts of pain at a huge cost. I think in order to have the type of power, like dark magic, really, like I believe in order to like tap into that, there's a cost that a lot of people aren't gonna bear, if that makes sense. So I don't think like if you go into like a shop and you pick up a voodoo doll, it's just gonna work. But I think that there are people willing to sacrifice it all to inflict massive amounts of pain.
I get what you're saying. Like, you don't need, like, if I went and bought a voodoo doll, I couldn't just inflict pain on someone. I would have to give up something in order to have like the power to
I think
do
you'd
such.
Have to like commit yourself to like darkness,
really dark things.
Like dark things in order to like do what they claim to do. But I do think it's real. Like, I think voodoo's real.
I didn't have an opinion on the matter. I was just wondering what you were thinking.
Voodoo is really, really fascinating. Like Creole, like voodoo in like New Orleans, like it's no joke. And I take like things like the Jersey Devil and like cursed children. Like, that's really freaky.
I don't like the idea of a curse either. Side tangent. Do you remember a few years ago? Last I remember hearing about it was when I lived in my apartment. So maybe 2023, when kind of like the rise of the TikTok witches that were like teaching you how to manifest everything you want in your life. They were kind of like on the uproar, right? And they were kind of telling people, you know, like there was one big one that was a love letter method that basically if you wanted a guy to become obsessed with you, you write him a letter and then you like do all these weird things with the letter, and then you put it under your pillow.
Yeah.
And then there was all of these things coming out. Then after that went super viral because all of these girls were saying, oh my gosh, I did the love letter method. And then this guy was obsessed with me and wouldn't leave me alone. And then all these other people started coming out saying, you think that you're just watching like a funny TikTok video and you're just doing a TikTok trend, when reality is they're teaching you how to do dark magic and you don't understand what you're inviting into your home and into your life.
Yes.
And then the result of that is kind of like backwards through the underground tunnels, manipulating somebody to be obsessed with you. You're not going to get the type of obsession that we see in like a rom-com. It's going to be a deep, dark, scary thing.
Yes.
And it's almost like you're kind of hypnotizing or manipulating somebody in a way to act in a way they would not act through a darker force posed as a TikTok trend.
It was really interesting. So the Satanist, ex-Satanist video that I mentioned, where they talked about, this guy talked about the curses. He was like a rock star, pretty prominent rock star. And he said that he dabbled in, he actively cursed two people in his life. And like, he goes on to describe just like, he's now like Christian, like he walked away from that. But during his time dabbling in like the dark arts, if you will, they were writing music. And he said that in his music, him and his band that were all kind of dabbling in the occult would hide full incantations in the music. And he like said that they don't perform that music anymore, but they don't want to say what songs they are because they don't want people to go like looking for them. But it really raised the question, because there's a lot of debate on like, he goes on to say that when you're opening doors to the spirit realm and to like darkness like that, you're going to open the doors, but the things aren't going to wait for an invitation to walk through those doors.
Ugh, that gives me the chills.
When I heard him say that, I got a chill down my spine, because there has been a lot of controversy recently of people coming out talking about Sam and Colby's videos, because people have been coming out being like, I love them so much, I love their videos so much, but I literally had to stop watching them because I would watch their videos and things would start happening in my house. And it made me think of that quote that guy said, where it's like, in a way, you have to be careful what you open yourself up to, because even though you might not think that you have the intent to fully dabble, even if it's just curiosity, you're opening yourself up and you're making susceptible to things that don't play by the rules, quote unquote.
Well, wasn't it suspicious? And I did read the comments on our Dear David video, that one day that we happened to have a Project Fear marathon in my living room, followed by an Andrew Biggins marathon.
Zach.
And then the... Oh.
I got you. I got you.
You know what? I was combining Andrew TMI.
I got you.
We love you, Andrew TMI.
We
spread misinformation that he had a boyfriend. He doesn't. He was kidding.
He was kidding. And he texted us. He goes, No, I'm kidding. Did you guys say that I had a girlfriend, or boyfriend? I don't. I'm single. I was
like, we probably did say that, actually. No,
sorry. Love you.
Yeah, wasn't it so funny when we watched all those videos about ghosts that the cross in my kitchen that has been sitting there for 2 years fell over twice in one day? Didn't like that at all.
Well, that's...
Hated that one.
If we have any Tronners who watched the Salem vlog that was posted on the Tron...
Which was a really good time.
You guys, get into that. That was probably one of my favorite videos we've ever done together. But if you notice, like, we heard this really legitimately, like, demonic growl. Like, I cannot describe it any other way. It was probably the scariest thing I've ever experienced. And we were halfway out the door, and I was like, Morgan, get back here. And I was like, we need to tell it. Like, it can't, because you have to... If you're going to even be curious, you have to make sure that you are shutting those doors. Like, you are not allowed to come home with us. You have to stay where you are. Like, this is not an invitation. Like, you have to be very clear, because there's ways to protect yourself. And I think that a lot of people are unaware of like what they're even dealing with. Sometimes.
Yeah, you're so good at that. I forget.
Oh, I
Brooke,
don't
Brooke
play.
Protects us.
Brooke, I don't play.
Brooke and her mom keep us safe.
No, I do not play. We went to bed every night and I was like...
Okay, wait. So what was that one called again?
Yes, that was the Jersey Devil.
Jersey Devil. I'm thinking about where I want to put him without knowing what's to come. 13th
child. A 250-year-old. My goodness.
250. Same age as America.
Ka-ka.
Okay. I've ranked him. Have you guys?
Okay. Number 4, the goat man.
Oh, I don't like goats.
Every town, I actually hate goats. We can get into that after this description. The goat man. Every town seems to have that one bridge everyone tells you not to visit after dark.
What?
Is this written about you? And somehow, there's always a goat man. Half human, half goat. Descriptions vary, but nearly every version agrees on one thing. If you encounter the goat man on an isolated bridge, don't stop your car. And a lot of people believe that there's varying beliefs. So the goat man, there's some people who believe that he is stuck, or like that he's only viewable. You can kind of see he's like a huge goat. So there's a couple varying beliefs on the goat man as a cryptid. Some people believe that he is stuck on there's one specific goat or bridge. If I have any BuzzFeed Unsolved people in the chat or watcher people, there's like a great video that they did. Shane and Ryan did a investigation there, and so did Ghost Adventures, Zach Baggins. They also did a crazy video on Goatman Bridge. Some people believe that he's stuck to one specific bridge. Others believe that he's a specific kind of like entity, like demonic entity that can be summoned, and that bridges are like the conduit that like he is summoned to. So some people believe that you can see him on various different bridges.
So for my ranking purposes, what happens if you run into him? Do we know?
I don't know about you, but I personally find him to be so scary. I wouldn't want to run into him at all. I've seen accounts.
He could pick you up with one hand.
I've seen
accounts. Does he have hooves?
Oh yeah. He's like hooved
feet. So he doesn't have opposable thumbs. Half so human. Can he pick me up?
He's like a centaur. He's got like goat legs and then like human hands. Ugh. And additionally, I've seen in the reports, he's like 8 feet tall, 9 feet tall.
Huge. Okay, so bigger than the Mothman.
Can I tell you specifically why I hate goats?
Yes, please do, because I hate goats because you told me about goats, and then ever since I've never felt the same about them. I see goats going driving to my parents' house, and every time I'm like, F you, goat.
Unfortunately, I don't like goats because it was pointed out to me. And listen, I don't want to get... If you are allowed to believe in whatever you believe. If you are in here and you truly are like... this is no shade. This is just something I personally find uncomfortable, but this is a judgment-free zone. I don't want that. I want the record to be clear right here and now. Okay.
I just cast my ranking.
I personally find satanic things unsettling, personally. Point of personal belief. And a goat head is an upside-down pentagram. So you've got the horns and you've got the chin of the goat, and then you have the ears of the goat, and it's literally an upside down 5-pointed pentagram. And goats are really prevalent in satanic imagery, and they're a very common animal that's sacrificed in Satanism. And I personally find goats very unnerving, and I don't like them very much. And the goat man is high on the list of things I don't like.
I don't like him either. I will say I've seen a fainting goat, and that little sucker was pretty cute. Oh,
baby goats don't count. I love baby goats.
Doesn't count. A full-grown daddy, that's where we have questions.
I'm talking about a mean billy goat.
That spits on kids
that
for
like,
fun. That
is really mean. Like a mean, nasty goat. Not the like the screaming goat or like any cute goats.
Fainting
cute
goat.
Goats are fine. Oh, bitch. That thing just touched me. What was that?
This is going to be a moth suicide.
No, it was a June bug.
Oh, it is. You're right.
Boom. I don't like bugs. Okay. Next. Crowd favorite.
Oh.
A tried and true. A classic. Bigfoot.
Woo.
The forest suddenly goes quiet. No birds. No insects. Just silence. Then, a single enormous footprint appears in the mud.
Ooh la la.
Witnesses report an enormous ape-like creature standing between 8 and 10 feet tall, covered in dark hair, capable of disappearing into dense wilderness without making a sound. Thousands of footprint casts, blurry videos, and eyewitness accounts have kept this mystery alive.
Do you think Bigfoot is real? What do you think?
I think Bigfoot is real.
I do too.
And I've said it before and I'll say it again. If I saw him in the wild, I really think I could seduce him. Ooh, I would let my bush grow out first.
I'm going to need a minute.
I would let my eyebrows get all crazy and I would let my arm hair grow out because I do shave my arms. And I would let everything go for a while. And then I would introduce myself to Bigfoot and I would say, do you want to see my house? I want to see what you have in your house. And then we do house tours and we'd go on about our day. I'm not afraid of him for some reason.
You're really open-minded.
Thank you.
I think that's really beautiful.
I think if Bigfoot saw us, he would probably feel the same as people feel about him. And he would say, what the fuck is wrong with that thing?
Right.
What the fuck is wrong with that thing? Where is all its hair? Where is its big feet? Where is its big hands? Why is it so small? Who made it so small?
Small and hairless. We're the naked mole rats of the animal kingdom compared to a Sasquatch.
Yes, yes. We just look like hamsters in the hamster cage.
Right.
Like, I think we could... I don't know if they speak English, though. That might be a path we have to cross.
My question is, do you think that Bigfoot is aware of humans? I think that he is... They are. Well, I believe that they're a species. I don't think it's one Bigfoot. I think it's like a species.
Yeah. And I would guess it's probably more like a bear or a monkey where they can't communicate with us with words.
It's kind of spooky.
He is pretty spooky. You know what? You're right.
It's kind of cute, though.
I think in a way that Baby Grogu connects with the Mandalorian non-verbally, we could connect.
I understand what you're saying.
Like, I think we could buddy up in a way that we don't have to use words to understand each other. I think we could make a system.
Mm.
I'm open-minded to Bigfoot.
You are. And I think that's really beautiful.
Because the thing about Bigfoot is he's not going to, like, spiritually harass you.
Right. Right.
Okay. I'm ready to make my assessment.
Okay.
Summer always makes me rethink what I'm reaching for every day. Lighter fabrics, better materials, pieces that just feel good the moment you put them on and look effortless. That's why I keep coming back to Quince. They focus on high quality essentials. Think breathable linen, soft, organic, cotton, washable silk, but without the luxury markup. It's that rare balance where everything feels elevated, but still easy. Quince has beautiful everyday pieces like 100% European linen pants, dresses, and tops with the style starting at $32. Their denim is soft and easy to wear, and their organic cotton sweaters are perfect for layering on cool summer nights. Literally everything at Quince is priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Quince works directly with ethical factories and cuts out the middleman, so you're paying for quality, not the brand markup. And it's not just clothing. Quince has really become a destination for elevated essentials across home, kitchen, bedding, and beyond, making it easy to bring a more premium feel into everyday life. You all know I have ranted forever about never being able to find jeans that are long enough for my daddy long legs. And on Quince, I was able to find jeans with a 33-inch inseam. No more flood warnings over here, okay? Elevate your summer wardrobe. Go to quince.com/hearmeout for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/hearmeout for free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/hearmeout, now available in Canada too.
Next on the list, everyone.
Everyone, don't forget to put in your ranking.
Number 6, the Wendigo. There are monsters that chase you.
Oh, dear God.
And then there are monsters that wait for you to become one of them.
Oh.
Originating in Algonquin traditions, the Wendigo represents insatiable hunger, greed, and the terrifying loss of one's humanity. Modern depictions often show antlers and a skeletal frame, though traditional stories vary considerably. The Wendigo is a malevolent, cannibalistic spirit or monster from Algonquin Native American folklore, often depicted as a gaunt, emaciated figure with an insatiable hunger for human flesh. It represents the ultimate taboos of greed, selfishness, and starvation. In traditional Native American stories, a human usually becomes a Wendigo as a punishment for taboo activities, such as resorting to cannibalism to survive, or by being possessed by the spirit. It is the embodiment of gluttony and extreme winter famine. It's a spirit that overtakes, or like kind of like a curse that overtakes a human and makes them insatiably hungry for like other humans.
Mm-hmm.
That's going to be high on my list.
That is also going to be high on my list, because what do you mean the only interest it has in me is to eat me? The survival rate is not looking good on that one.
There is something so freaking creepy about something afflicting you that removes your humanity and you are still human in nature, but the there's something like uncanny, like warping, like removing the humanness from you, but you're still human. Like, it, bro.
Do you think if you take the folklore spice out of it,
yeah,
a Wendigo could just be like a serial killer that also is a cannibal?
Or you put the folklore back in it, and that's a modern day Wendigo. Like people who are cannibalistic. I think it's interesting too, the concept of it being a punishment. Like, it's nature's way of punishing that kind of deviation from what humans should be doing.
Yeah, it's almost like a possession.
But these pictures are insane.
Yeah, I am not a fan of what is going on that screen whatsoever. I don't like the antlers. I don't like how big fast it looks. I don't like the size. I don't like the bones sticking out of it. I don't like that it's insatiable.
Okay, next on the list.
Oopsie.
The Fresno Nightcrawler. Imagine checking your home security camera and seeing what appears to be a white pajama pant casually strolling across your lawn. No arms, no visible head, just two impossibly long legs gliding silently through the darkness. It's less
I would laugh my ass off.
It's less terrifying than it is deeply wrong.
Can't wait for that Ring camera notification. Motion detected.
Here's the picture.
It's literally just pants. It looks like an IUD.
I would invite it in.
I would too. I would ask it if it wants a little Coca-Cola, a little snack.
It's kind of cute.
Oh, I think they're kind of cutie. It's an alien.
What were those effing?
They look like fingers.
Remember those weird toys, boobas?
Booba. I don't know if I remember. What's that little thing called? What's that cutie patootie little pumpkin pie called? If my mom was a ghost, she would be that.
You remember this?
Booba.
A booba. Well, that was a deep
cut. It's our booba.
That was a deep cut.
Wait, what are these little suckers called?
Because the Fresno Nightcrawler.
I think the Fresno Nightcrawlers can crawl into my room and sleep with me and cook.
They're kind of cute. They're kind of cutie patootie. Okay.
Put it in a fish tank. Okay, I'm making my ranking. Don't forget everyone.
I would love to put a Fresno Nightcrawler in a fish tank. Okay, next. The Dover Demon.
Ugh.
You round a corner at night and see something perched on top of a stone wall. Small, hairless. Its enormous glowing red eyes never blink. In 1977, multiple teenagers independently reported encountering the same bizarre creature over the course of just two nights before it seemingly disappeared forever. Barf. Look at how effing creepy that thing is.
Ew. It looks like a demonic baby.
Ew.
Or a demonic rat with no fur. It never blinks?
No.
It has a 360 on you at all times.
Yeah, it's kind of freaking me out. Also, the concept of something like this emerging in 1977 is equally as creepy. I find that like folklore from before the age of the internet way more terrifying, because it's just like there's not as much incentive to be like making stuff up like that.
Well, we have talked about that before when we talked about the giants. It's like, how did all of these different cultures... Ooh, that was a bad one. Sorry.
Uh-oh.
He nosedove into that. Damn.
Rest in peace.
Nature is brutal. Wow.
The nature in question. The gas fire. Nature's crazy.
No, it's like, how did all of these different cultures come up with the concept of dragons without contact with each other? It's just seeming a little suspicious.
I just don't believe that humans are that creative.
No, you know, we're not. We're idiots.
Okay. Number 9. The Beast of Bray Road.
Ooh, that name reminds me of Wizards of Waverly Place.
Love that.
Mm-hmm.
Driving home on a foggy country road, your headlights catch something standing upright in the ditch. At first, you think it's a man until it turns towards you. Witnesses describe a massive wolf-like creature comfortably walking on two legs, watching passing cars from the roadside before disappearing into nearby woods. A classic werewolf.
Just a werewolf. Does it transform into Taylor Lautner at the end of the day? I'm thinking not.
I'm going to be honest with you. Twilight werewolves are so good.
So sexy.
They're so good.
I was always a werewolf girl, and I don't know what that says about me.
Were you? Were you team Jacob?
Until he started getting cuckoo crazy with the baby. Movie 1, team Jacob all the way. When movie he two, starts getting, trying to like imprint Renesmee.
Movie 2.
Hell.
Jacob.
Oh, hell. You got to move on, brother. When he starts trying to get involved with the family, when it's very clear that they like, she doesn't need him anymore, that's when it gets a little creepy for me. A little stalkerish. Movie 1, so hot.
I was team both at the same time. Specifically,
I can see that too.
Specifically, the scene where they're all in the tent together.
Ooh la la.
It kind of awoke something in me. I think it was a little freaky ever since then because why not both?
Por qué no los dos?
What? Yeah. What she said. Why not both? I'm both.
Don't try to imprint my baby, but you know.
But unfortunately, the werewolf keeping the human girl warm in the tent because her vampire boyfriend was cold as stone really, really good.
There's always pros and cons.
Stephanie Myers did her big one with that.
But I don't know if these werewolves are giving that.
No.
And what are they called again?
I think this is just it.
We'll just call it a werewolf.
It's the Beast of Bray Road, but werewolf is the creature in question. And additionally, I think that Stephanie Myers and Teen Wolf, like, we have really downplayed how gruesome traditional folklore werewolf,
they've romanticized it, if you will.
Ah, they there's didn't a word
show
for
the
it.
Flesh-eating teeth gnawing at your bones,
or like the claws coming out, like your bone protruding from the tips of your fingertips, turning into claws, or all of the hair follicles on your whole body, like piercing through your skin as you're transforming, or your jaw dislocating because your canine features are coming in. Like, it's actually quite gruesome. And or
not
your
something
spine,
I'd want to run into.
Your spine contorting, contorting and growing extra vertebrae because you're like becoming a beast and you're not, like, it's not cute.
No.
Not cute
the
nor comfortable.
The metamorphosis on that is not good.
Mm-mm. Not cute nor comfortable.
At least a vampire, they just turn into a cute little bat.
How?
We don't know.
Okay, if you could be...
Are there vampires on this
Stephanie
list?
Stephanie Myers werewolf or Stephanie Myers vampire?
Ooh. You know, that's a good question.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like the werewolf guys kind of spook me out a little bit. They're a little like...
Roid ragey.
They're a little ragey for me.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I think I would really get along with the sisters of the vampires.
Yeah. I was just thinking I want to be Alice's
yes,
best friend.
I was going to say Alice would be my girl for sure.
We
would go shopping together and we would sit in class and gossip about all the boys together. I could see myself fitting in that group better.
If I could be like one fictional character from Twilight, do you know how badly I wanted to be as nonchalant as Bella Swan?
Oh, she gave no fucks.
The way, the capacity that she had to keep her effing mouth shut and not overshare is something I aspire to be every day.
Oh, she was as cool as a cucumber.
She had a vampire boyfriend and kept it to herself. I can't keep anything to myself.
Oh, we all know that couldn't be me.
No. And I want, every day I wake up and I'm like, today you're going to embody Bella Swan. You're not going to talk too much. And here I am. And here I am. Three episodes in today, and I have more to say.
You know what? I've casted my ranking on the werewolf.
Great. Are you ready for the next one?
I'm ready.
Flatwoods Monster. A fireball streaks across the evening sky before crashing somewhere beyond the hills. Curious neighbors investigate and discover something waiting for them. Witnesses reported encountering a towering figure with glowing eyes, claw-like hands, and bizarre spade-shaped heads surrounded by an irritating mist. Alien, cryptid, or something entirely different? These things are spooky looking.
Ugh. Why is it wearing a cloak?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, I'm not thrilled by it.
Right.
But it's not, what is that thing called?
The Flatwoods Monster.
Okay.
Now, I would like to move into the honorable mentions. And for those who want a little bonus round, please feel free to rank these as well. Because these are, there's some heavy hitters in here and that I am personally quite fond of. And I think that y'all will be fond of them too. Starting off effing strong. Do I have any Scooby-Doo girls in the chat? If I do, what do you know about Scooby-Doo Legend of the Chupacabra? Do you know this one?
Mm-mm.
There's a Scooby-Doo movie that has El Chupacabra as the main villain. And it is so good. It rewired my brain. El Chupacabra has been a special interest of mine ever since.
Okay.
El Chupacabra is the infamous goat sucker blamed for mysterious livestock deaths across Latin America. Descriptions range from reptilian monsters covered in spines to eerie, hairless canine creatures with glowing red eyes and razor-sharp teeth. Now, let me tell you something. El Chupacabra, I have personally seen.
Bro, I can't even pronounce that.
Chupacabra. I have seen videos.
It looks like
videos.
A demonic werewolf bulldog. Uh-huh.
I have seen videos that are a little too realistic for comfort. And my grandma, Maria, I've talked about her before. She's from Guatemala. She personally, I went one time, what do you know about El Chupacabra? She goes, don't ask questions like that, Brooke. I went, there was something in her voice when she said that to me when I was young. And I was like, oh, shit, I might know some stuff. So
ooh.
I personally, yeah, like, no.
I don't like that it looks like a hairless lion.
I don't like it. I don't rock with El Chupacabra.
No.
I don't rock with him whatsoever. Next.
Okay.
The Loveland Frog.
Aww.
Supposedly standing 3 to 4 feet tall, these frog-like humanoids have been reported near beaches in Ohio. One. First of all, get out of Ohio.
That is so fucking specific.
One famous legend even claims one carried a mysterious wand before vanishing into the night.
Aw, it's a magician. You gotta kiss a few frogs before you... Oh, I would fuck with him. I love him. I want to adopt him. He can come live with me and
Miss
Cookies.
He's a cutie patootie. He's a wizard. I choose to believe...
A little wizard frog on your side? I would put him in my pocket and I'd take him everywhere I go.
I personally choose to believe that this was just a wizard who took the form of a frog to mess with some people in Ohio. Because I personally like to believe that there are wizards just doing tomfoolery somewhere.
Somewhere, somewhat, how? And if I had someone doing magic on me, I'd want it to be that little frog.
Oh, you guys. We could get him a little wizard hat. Dude.
I'm sure he has one, but I'll get him another one.
I'm sure he has one.
He has a secret closet in a river of Ohio. It's like an estate. All the frogs are like, how did that frog get it so good, man?
He said, how silly of me. Of course he has a hat. He's a wizard.
I mean, he could just wish one.
Of course he has a hat. How stupid. Bippity boppity boop. Okay, next.
Can I tell you something?
Yes.
You know what really pissed me off? Speaking of wizards.
Yes.
So Brooke had me playing Dreamlight Valley. And if you know, you know. This is like very niche of us. And
get into the valley, people.
When you get the Forgotten to come to your land, you
right.
know what? You know where the game lost me when they said that had to move into my house.
You can kick her out.
Can you?
Yes.
I don't think I'm there yet.
No, you can. You can just remove all the things. She doesn't have to be in your house. I just found this out. She lives in the castle.
I don't want, when they said that you have to make a room for this bitch in your house, I was livid, like steam coming out of my ears. I've perfectly curated my house. You're telling me I have to have a roommate? House. I have to have a free roommate?
No, you can move her out.
I'm moving that bitch out. You can. Evicted.
Immediately.
Anyway.
You go, now I want to get back to the valley.
Now I'm going back.
No, she lives in the castle. Anyways, Hopkinsville Goblin.
Ooh.
In 1955, two Kentucky families claimed their farmhouse was besieged for hours by small, metallic-looking creatures with enormous eyes and claw-like hands, creating one of America's most famous close encounter stories with goblins. Duh. It's just your run-of-the-mill goblin. What do you think of goblins?
It kind of reminds me of Baby Yoda, which we know that I really like.
I don't like goblins, personally. They're evil elves. Essentially, they're corrupted elves, for those who don't know, get into goblin lore, and they're mean little fuckers.
I
don't rock with goblins.
I know a lot of people have gargoyles and goblin statues at their houses, and I don't know, that personally is not for me.
You know, I'm gonna say I don't rock with goblins personally, because I just think they're nefarious little creatures.
You know what? We don't think about goblins enough.
We don't. I'm gonna leave you with this. Okay, last one on the honorable mention list.
The Alaskan bullworm.
Close. Mongolian deathworm. Very close.
Good.
Buried beneath the sands of the Gobi Desert is said to lurk a massive blood-red worm capable of killing from a distance with venom, or, according to some legends, even bursts of electricity. Despite multiple expeditions searching for it, the creature has yet to be found. And the photos of this thing, if you've seen Dune, it's essentially the Dune worm. The Dune worm.
Okay, if it's yet to be found, then I don't think it's something that we should be worried about.
Right. Someone else's problem.
Someone else's problem, not mine.
Right.
But these aren't in our rankings.
I truly believe the most pertinent threat from this list to this point, I think goblins are afoot. I personally...
Could you imagine, you open your door, it's a goblin being like, I heard you talk shit about me on your podcast.
Personally,
oh wait, that's people in our real life.
We haven't gotten into that. Don't bait me like that, you ho.
Oh wait, that happens.
Don't bait me like that. I need to know that. No, I personally think goblins are more of an issue than people think.
Like, so where do goblins live? Can you tell me that?
That's what I think. I personally believe that they could be interdimensional beings. Interdimensional beings.
Ooh, like they can travel.
Like they can cross through dimensional, like thresholds and exist in the third plane. Like let me get crazy on you for a second. I have been known to, you ever doing your makeup, or like, you ever like, this happens to me often. I'll be doing my makeup. I will put a product down, like a brush, for example. The brush goes missing.
Yes. And oh, you think they're...
You look everywhere and you're like, I put that brush right there. Where is the brush? I have been known to say out loud, give me that shit back. I'm doing something. Give it back. That's not funny. Give it back. And then I will look down and find said brush miraculously, like in the sink or somewhere I know I looked, but that it wasn't in my eye line. Now, one could say you're just blind or you just didn't see it. I personally choose to believe that goblins are messing with me. And or elves. They could be elves, unsure.
That's a really good theory. And I can get behind that.
But if you ask for it back, they'll give it back. This is my personal belief.
Like, if you directly say, give me my shit back, they will.
If you're like, bro, I was using that, or your keys are missing. Your keys are missing. You know you put them in the bowl by the sink. You know your keys were there the last time.
Oh my God, and the goblins missing. Are laughing their asses and off, the little, like, this dumb
or
human.
They're either goblins being nefarious or they're elves playing a trick. Who knows? I personally just believe they're elves. Like, I do talk to the elves a little bit, but I'm like, bro, give it back. And then miraculously, your keys are like at the bottom of the bowl. And they're like, bro, I looked there. Oh!
Oh. Oh no, the goblins are fighting with us. Oh no, the goblins. Fuck! I don't know what happens if you don't push stop.
Oh. I'm telling you, they're up to no good. I'm trying to tell you guys that
not even
elves,
goblins.
They're up to something. Because what do you mean? We are shaking in our boots trying to figure out if y'all can hear us, but hopefully we can wrap this thing up with a nice little bow on it.
Oh my God, I saw the umbrella blowing in the wind and I thought it was a person. That happened to me earlier. Woo.
Yeah, now we're back to the boardroom and we're going to tell you our official rankings.
Yes. Okay. Let's go one for one. We'll say, okay, count of three. Everyone do this with us. Count of three, we say the name.
Okay, are you going, should we do number 10 first? Yes. Like least scary to most scary. Okay, yes. Number 10.
Sorry, let me get comfortable.
Oh my God. Everyone, get your, you had a minute while the elves were effing up our lives?
Yes.
We're ready now. Yes. Number 10.
Ready? One, two, three. Fresno Nightcrawler.
Oh, okay.
I want them in bed with me. They're so cute.
Oh, they are pretty cute. They're with cute the little pairs of pants.
Yeah, they're the pantaloons.
We all do know that I have a little crush on Bigfoot, so I put him in number 10.
I kind of think that's cute of you. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's your dream man?
I like him big and bulky.
I love that.
Number 9.
Number 9, ready? 1, 2, 3, Bigfoot.
Fresno Nightcrawler. Ooh, we just
switched.
Yeah, we're pretty on par with that one though, because I wouldn't mind either of them in my bed, to be honest. Except there's a difference. Bigfoot, I'd be tomfooling around with. Ooh, the Fresno Nightcrawlers, I'd like, put them in, I'd tuck them in. Yeah.
Kiss them on the little head. Okay.
I would tuck them in and give them a little kiss on the cheek.
Number 8. 1, 2, 3. Flatwoods Monster. Jersey Devil. Mine is the Flatwoods Monster. Although I don't love the alien thing going on, I'm not like terrified of them.
Yeah, the Jersey Devil to me, I don't know why he doesn't ring that many alarm bells. Mm. But however, I did rank these before I knew what all of the other ones are. So there are some that I could edit.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I just picture him as like a little gargoyle at the airport.
That's fair, fair. That's fair. Okay, ready? Number 7. 1, 2, 3. Dover Flatwood Demon.
Flatwood Monster. Okay. I feel the same as you. It doesn't feel super alarming.
Right.
It just feels like mildly concerning.
The Dover Demon seems like something I could, in a pinch, punt across the forest.
Mm-hmm.
Like I think mm-hmm. I could get a running start and that big old head, I could just knock it to the other side of the trees. You know what I mean?
With a weapon, you'd be fine.
I think with your foot.
Just like a sneaker it, on. Just like a little bug.
Get some leverage under that thing and just kick it off. Yeah.
Like a kickball.
Right. Exactly.
Okay.
Okay. Number 6. 1, 2, 3. Werewolf.
Dover Demon.
Okay. We're like really close. We're
pretty in sync. Yeah. Because I feel the same. It's not so large. Because size really does make a difference in terms of something chasing you.
Yeah. No, it's true. I put the werewolf on number 6 personally because it's a 50-50 shot. You're either getting the Stephenie Myers hot werewolf, in which case I'm not scared of that, or you're getting scary lycanthropy, like very scary werewolf, in which case you're cooked. Mm-hmm. So I put it right in the middle because I like my odds, but not enough.
Right, because you don't know which one you're going to end up right. with.
Okay.
What are we on?
Number 5.
Okay.
1, 2, 3. Jersey Mothman. Devil.
Mothman.
Okay. So you weren't that scared of the Jersey Devil.
The Jersey Devil, can you remember? Oh, that thing.
It was like the cursed child.
Yeah. For some reason, I feel like it's not interested in me. And it's just a feeling. I can't explain why.
Right.
But I also didn't edit my rankings.
That's very fair.
So I didn't know what was coming. The Mothman, I think in a pinch, I would even put him up higher because I don't things that fly. Yeah. I don't want something flying toward me. I don't like the size of it. I don't like the fuzziness of it. And God knows what's going on in the mouth.
The Jersey Devil, I don't like the idea of like a cursed creature. That like, right. And that's something human-ish. It kind of freaks me out. The thought of like a woman giving birth to like a cursed thing, like really freaks me out. So that's why it's higher up on the list. That is terrifying. Okay, number 4, ready?
Mm-hmm.
1, 2, 3. Werewolf.
Oh.
Ooh.
We're swapping.
Okay, so you put the werewolf much higher because you're thinking it's scary werewolf.
I'm going to bet that it's scary werewolf that's going to eat my head off.
Right, right.
And think how fast those suckers can run.
Oh, you're cooked.
The Mothman can fly, but the werewolf can run. I max speed could maybe hit like 7 miles per hour for maybe 1 minute total.
And you trip.
And I would trip. And then I'm getting, I'm breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
And not in a good way. Damn mm-hmm. it. Okay, number 3. 1, 2, 3, Goatman.
Sorry, I forgot.
I put Goatman for number 3. What'd you put?
Wendigo.
Oh, okay.
I don't like the Wendigo. I'm missing one on my list.
Run through is Mothman, Skinwalker, Jersey Devil, Goatman, Bigfoot, Wendigo. Oh,
I just missed a number, but I'm still in the same order. Okay, yeah, Wendigo. I don't like the Wendigo. What is the Wendigo? I already forgot.
That's the cannibalistic
spirit. Yeah, no thank you. No thank you. Yeah. I don't like anything that wants to eat me. Because the werewolf, I think, could be like a bear where it's not... You're not its first choice, or a shark where it will eat you if it's desperate it's mistaken, but it would rather have something else. I don't like the fact that the Wendigo specifically wants me, giving zombie vibes.
That's a really good logic. My number three was Goatman. From the stories I've heard, the thing sounds really, really not up my alley. So that's number three. Let's do our one and two really quick.
I don't know why. I don't know where I skipped one. I have 10 things written, but I forgot a number on one. So I only have one left, which I'll rank as my number one and two.
Okay.
Because I don't know where I skipped up.
My second one is Wendigo. My first one is Skinwalker.
You know what's so funny is on my list, they got rearranged. My number one is Skinwalker and my number two is Wendigo.
Yeah.
Because Skinwalker, hell no. I would get tricked. I would think it was my mom or my brother or my grandma or Brooke or something. And I would be an easy target.
I have heard, first of all, this Stanley, if you guys haven't seen the Stanley vlog on Morgan's channel, go look. We put the picture in it. But it is one of the most disturbing images I've ever seen. And the way that the Native American community talks, and not it's indigenous because it's not just Native Americans. It's also like indigenous people in Mexico speak of like it's something that transcends not just like America. It's like all like North America. The way they describe this thing is so effing scary. And the videos I've seen from like in like the Appalachian Mountains on like TikTok, I mean, it's this thing is actually seems like a more pertinent threat than I choose like to like grapple with.
We don't talk about it enough.
We don't talk about it
enough. There is not enough Skinwalker awareness going on in these streets.
I could not have said it better myself, personally.
We are here to save the day.
We're here to put y'all on. Don't mess with it. Additionally, the Wendigo freaks me out because there's something about this insatiable thing that like could eat you and then move on and still be hungry.
You were just scary. A French fry and you were just an appetizer. You were on a 6-course meal.
Well, that's all I have for you guys.
That was very thorough. Let us know what your rankings are down below. I want 1 through 10.
And if there is a cryptid that I did not mention that you think I should rabbit hole down, please let me know. You know I live in the comments and I genuinely will be reading and compiling a list of your submissions. And maybe we'll do a part 2.
Then those are what we could smash or pass.
we could do Potoween. We could do a Potoween version. Ooh. This was Weenie Hut Summerween version.
Weenie Hut Summerween, that's the series. I don't know about you guys, but I'm gonna go demolish this burger like nobody's ever seen, like a Wendigo with insatiable hunger.
I love that.
We haven't eaten dinner yet. We haven't eaten in a long time.
Too long, if you ask me.
We're gonna go chow down with the Wendigos, but let it be known, I don't want any of these critters in my house. Stay out.
Oh, they're all out there.
Get out.
Specifically the goblins and or elves. What the hell, you guys?
What the hell? They said you guys look too pretty right now.
Boink. And I also, one more thing for y'all to put in the comments.
The vibes were too good.
If Boink. You yourself have had an encounter with an elf, like I've described, please let us conversate in the comment section because I need to know I'm not alone in that.
Anyway, love
you guys. Bye.